Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, January 27th, 2014, and today we are talking about the State of the Union speech to be delivered by President Barack Obama tomorrow night. So this is not actually the content of the president's speech, but rather what I predict the speech will be about. The president is up against it right now, folks. His approval rating is at an all-time low. He faces a suspicious American people and a Congress that recently shut down the government rather than give him what he wanted. The president has always had his speeches to rely on. He is a persuasive talker, as Peggy Noonan noted in the weekend edition of the Wall Street Journal. Quote, "He has been for 5 years a nonstop wind-up talk machine. Most of it has been facile, bland, the same rounded words and rounded sentiments, the same soft accusations and excuses," end quote. But the president cannot afford a speech like that tomorrow night. No, to avoid looking like a lame duck, just biding his time, he needs a game changer, a big speech. What then will his big speech be? His hardest push will be inequality or income disparity. That has been his mantra for the last few months, and he says it will be so for the next few years. This is his previously announced subject for the rest of his term. He will hit it hard in this speech, try to tap into the resentment of the middle class as they see their lifestyles dwindling away while a few Wall Street bankers get richer and richer. The president will not say, however, that he, more than any other person, is responsible for the Federal Reserve opening the floodgates to pump money into Wall Street, inflating the stock market prices along with banker bonuses, while relentless inflation in a credit-based economy destroys the middle class. He has a few new programs, I'm sure, to make the situation much, much worse. Second, he wants to give Congress one last threat in front of the American people. "Work with me," he will say, "or I will go around you with," quote, "executive action." Executive action is the president's words for, "I will violate Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution and steal your legislative authority." See, Thomas Jefferson in his Declaration of Independence said that government derives its just powers from the consent of the governed, and I suppose its unjust powers it simply steals. Third, I imagine he will mention his amnesty plan to grant citizenship to all illegals currently here and to keep the borders open. He will be well received with this topic, as the Republican leadership is solidly in favor of amnesty. Fourth, the president is a helper. He wants to help. Oh, how he wants to help. He wants to stop the plague of gun violence sweeping across our nation. So a few words chiding Congress for their unwillingness to disarm the American people. Fifth, he has to say something about NSA spying. It's a big deal, as Joe Biden would say. It's a big deal, folks, about NSA spying and all that he is doing to rein it in and protect the American people. "We have the information, and we will keep it," he will say. "Gathering it, we will keep it, but we won't use it unless we have to." Sixth, maybe a few words on climate change, just a few. One of the coldest winters on record. Maybe a few words just for laughs. Finally, the president is sounding a little tired these days. When he has been in trouble before, he's always had his golden voice and his teleprompter to rely on. Oratory gets him out of it. But now, even his speeches sound a little tired, like a pitcher who's still in the game but has lost a few miles an hour off his fastball. His NSA speech the other day failed to convince anybody and was roundly criticized. Not many believe him anymore. Not many are listening anymore. But I will be listening tomorrow night, folks, at least to see if I'm right. On Wednesday, we'll talk about what the president actually said on Tuesday night. Until then, folks, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.